Hello and welcome back to Shield Badge. I'm Britt, your GM, and to my right...
I am Neil, I am playing the human flame dancer Bard.
William, Nath Vendikar, the wayward monk.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown, human rogue.
Curtis, playing Ronin, the Gripply Inquisitor.
And Peter, playing Meta, the changeling shaman.
No, I mean that. I genuinely inquisit Gripplys.
Right. Of course.
Of course.
Let's do a little recap, huh? Everybody's gotten fairly acquainted with each other aboard the Genevieve. Am I correct?
As much as they're willing to.
Yeah. And they're pretty reluctant, I think. Some of them, anyway. And just, our NPCs.
Just single-minded.
Gellick and Eris and Isharu.
Sasha.
Can't forget Sasha. They kind of made their presence known. We had a fabulous little combat with some giant crabs. And
guess what, crabs?
Pancakes?
And that's where we find ourselves. It's six bells. It's dinner time. And Cookie has prepared up a wonderful crab gumbo tonight. It is amazing and spicy. Extra spicy.
Delicious.
Well, quite good.
Absolutely. And let me just check something here real quick.
I prefer prawns in my gumbo, but this is real good.
Purified food and drink.
Real good.
I'm on.
Oh, you look like you're sweating there.
Oh, it's because it's hot. It's very hot. What's that thing you do to your food before you know?
I just pray to Apsu before I eat.
Really?
And
does it help?
Purify it.
Oh, right. Can I get some of that over here?
No, sure. Yes. Purify food and drink on the Gripply's food.
Sure. Still tastes the same. But good, though.
Right. So you're sitting around the table, and you two, nearly simultaneously, you see Tam, Nath, John start to get a little woozy.
This is a new day.
And next thing you know, they're face down on the gumbo. Then,
good night. Whatever you did.
Good day.
It didn't happen to us.
You didn't get time to say that. But you struck on the back of the head.
Ah.
Hey,
shit.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
No, both of you.
Both of us.
Bonk.
That's maybe shitty. Kill the crab and they knock us unconscious.
Last night, you see?
There's no poop involved.
Meta is Captain Alessandro smacking the fuck out of you.
So is the captain.
That's rude.
And the cookie got him. You did notice that. So now, blackness.
Blackness. Blackness.
Is there a rainbow there?
No rainbow, no connection.
Rainbow in the dark.
It's like a rainbow in the dark.
Check in here, guys. Give me just a second.
Who throws a shoe, honestly? That really hurt.
I don't know, three of these here. What's the matter with me? Yeah, that's fine. Looks like Tam wins this.
All right. I don't know what I win, but...
Herpes!
Chlamydia!
Yay!
Got a herpes encephalitis.
Whatever it is, I hope it burns when you pee.
I just had crab.
Your mom has sores now.
Damn. Just damn.
That would be pretty awful.
Could be worse. Could have no bum at all.
Could be all bum.
It would also be really shitty.
I decided Tam's 8 charisma comes through in the bad jokes.
Not a bad decision.
Well, small bird. And
where'd the old minis go?
To fill in the silence, we're going to all sing a round of Kumbaya.
No, we're not.
I was going to try and make Neil start. Apparently, it's not going to happen.
Sorry.
It's alright.
Free. Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me.
Alright, now somebody else. The song is related to that.
I'm a soul man. I'm a soul man. No? Nobody else?
Row your boat.
Well, at least we got something.
Yeah. Probably would have gone Sweet Home Chicago, but, you know. Whatever.
Well, we are on a ship.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're not rowing,
though. Did
you put
the other figs back in the cabinet that were up here before?
Yeah, you told me to. They're up there.
Where are they?
They're on one of the glass shelves, either the top one or the second top one in the back.
I accidentally deleted my spells.
No, see, they're right here.
How I did that.
Oh, they just got knocked down. So there I was, balls deep in the camel, and all of a sudden, my sister walks in. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, what does it look like? She goes, I don't know, but where's my hairbrush?
Just.
I don't get it.
Good job. Yeah. Give me a little pat on the head here.
Poor little Ripley.
I'll explain when you're older.
Poor little Ripley.
You mean taller.
No, it's probably about as tall as he's going to get. What is, what are your guys' heights?
5'10".
Yeah, 5'9". So.
So, you and I are tied for...
165. I'm a little skinnier because I'm a very active person.
175.
I'm pretty active too, but more robust.
I'm more pretty.
175, so you're
muscular.
Pretty stocky.
Yep.
There I am. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I got lost in the madness.
That's okay. We had some great filler material.
We can cut it all out, or leave it in, or a little both.
Yeah.
Probably cut some of that out.
Yeah. Keep the singing, at least.
I'm just going to cut everybody but me.
Yep.
So, Cam, you're laying your horizontal, you know. Sensation starts to begin to creep back in. Feel a sand below you. And something wet lapping at your feet. The sound of the ocean waves washing against the beach. Ever-present sea air. Heavy pressure over your legs. Then suddenly, you feel a searing pain in one foot. Bam. You are awake. Your last remembrance of thoughts we'll get to later. But what are you doing now?
Well, whatever foot's in pain, I would kick towards that with the other foot, thinking if there's something on me to kick it off, but then sit up and try to get my bearings.
Makes perfect sense. You look up, and you see something akin to a scorpion at your feet. About the size of a large dog. You look over, you see some of the others, and probably somebody that you don't recognize, but you see all your gear stacked to your right. What do you want to do now?
Scramble towards my gear.
Okay, the next time we dinner, we sit across from one another.
Takes a about 5 foot back and appears to be waiting for you to do something.
Okay. I scramble away from it towards my gear.
Okay. Then you now have access to it. And what do you reach for?
Probably my bag. That'd be the first thing.
Good. Give me a real quick initiative check. Just between you and it.
13.
Yeah, you win.
Okay.
And, okay. What do you want to do now?
What is it doing? Like, is it moving towards me? How far away from it have I gotten? Give me a few more details here.
Okay. It is still poised and apparently ready to attack.
Okay.
You've won initiative, however, so.
How far away is it, though?
Still about 5 feet. I mean, your gear was right next to you.
Okay. I would probably grab my sword and yell for the others to wake up, specifically Meta.
Okay.
Meta! Meta! If she's close enough, maybe nudge her with my foot.
Oh, that's not the right critter. I'm sorry, guys.
One more second.
I don't think this thing's in here.
Oops!
And of course it doesn't. Yeah, 78. Okay. Hang on.
I say, normally if you come across that, it'll tell you what page it's on.
Yeah. Rookie GMs. I tell you what.
Thank God for editing. Jason's going to be really busy.
There it is. Okay. Have you attempted to attack it yet, Dan? Sorry.
No, I would have had to grab all my stuff and So mechanically, if that's I was right turn. Next to it, no, hold on. Mechanically, if I was right next to it, you allowed me to get up, and then before we rolled initiative, right. And I presume I got my bag before we started rolling.
Right.
Yeah. So then move action, grab my sword, so it's drawn, but then standard action, try to wake somebody else up.
Okay.
So whoever's within range.
You were doing that verbally, you say?
Well, nudge with my foot. Basically, my standard action, you know, to slap somebody away or whatever. I don't know. Whoever's closest, if I have a choice and meta is in meta, it would be meta. I would wake her up specifically.
Okay. Very good. Makes sense to me. You guys are chums.
Chums?
Who is it now?
Apparently, rookie GMs.
Mm. Then this thing's turn. He's going to attempt to attack you.
Go ahead. I'm trying to drunk it. I'll set it up right here.
Don't you dare.
It would be great.
That would be pretty funny. And he is going to miss, apparently, with a 9.
The cowbell right behind the bar.
Yeah, I don't even feel like that means the next one, too.
Meta, you are awake. You have no idea what the hell's going on, but you see your gear, you see your friend. What do you want to do?
I will grab my glasses.
Good call.
Put them on. And damn, what's going on? And hit somebody close to me. Wake up! There's something's wrong.
Okay. Is that all?
If I'm able, I'll stand as well.
You are allowed to stand.
All right.
Oh, there's one. Okay, that ought to work. All right. Did you say you were waking anybody else up?
I did.
Okay.
The standard action, I'll wake up the closest person next to me.
Okay.
Something's wrong. We're not where we're supposed to be.
Alright. Excuse me while I clean the board.
It's totally not where I thought you were going
with it. I know. little nod to Blazing Saddles never hurt, so.
Depends on what your nod is.
Great.
Like it's this. True! It's true!
This time, one time, I'm going to take the liberty of placing you all.
Excuse me.
Because reasons.
Is my familiar with me, or is it elsewhere on wherever we're at?
Your familiar is typically on your neck, you told us.
Right, but I wasn't sure with being knocked out if that was changed.
Correct. I'm going to say familiar is still with you.
All right, then my familiar is going to do something. It's going to expel a cone of pollen at the scorpion.
A what?
A cone of pollen at the scorpion. The scorpion gets a fort save.
Fumble. Fumble.
Fort.
Yeah, you're good.
18.
And then, let's see. I got 4 rounds before I can do that again.
Okay. You specifically said whoever's right next to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to attempt to awake.
So that would be that person.
I believe that is Nath. Yes?
Yes.
Alright. Nath, you are now awake. You're flat-footed, and you're prone.
So do I see these,
I will scorpion? Give you a second to take stock of the situation here.
I'm just going to jump to my feet, assumingly I don't have any other gear. Most of what I have is kept on me.
I figured as much. And so, hop up. All right.
What is that?
That's a great question.
Cough up some sand. I'll go ahead and assume, because that took movement action. Do I get? I get 2 movement actions
right.
Total, right? I'll assume crane stance, and I think I can't move from here.
Okay. Is that the way it works for that stance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can't move for now because I've used 2 move actions.
For those of you listening, one of our other players is enacting crane stance, and it's marvelous. So that was Nat. So Jarwin and Ronan are yet to wake, correct? Okay. That will bring us back to the top with Tam's turn. Yeah.
All right. Tim's going to look over at Meta.
Meta, you should wake the others.
5-foot step towards the one that initially attacked us, because we don't know the other enemies exist yet. And I'm going to try and stab this thing.
It's
Stabby.
Now, this line that you've drawn, is that surf?
Mm-hmm. You guys are on the sand.
Okay, and these things are in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Giant sea scorpions. Is there a knowledge check for these guys?
It's a great question. Yeah. Go ahead and do it.
Which
one? Nature.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and stab it.
Not even a 10?
I mean, I could, but they're giant scorpions. Like, yeah, yeah. What else am I really going to learn besides the scorpions that are really big?
Yeah, you know.
14 hit?
Another great question. It just does.
Yes. Max damage of 6 with my short sword.
It's squashed.
Yes. Flip
it over.
Yes.
Really? Yep. They looked up, but they're really not.
Well bad. Done, Tam. Well done.
Oh, good. Got it.
For the listeners at home, you know that I picked out a toys figurine that's a scorpion that's about life size for a scorpion. Very intimidating.
Yeah. Actually, I was worried this thing was going to just straight up eat me.
Mm-hmm. Since that was my turn, batting number 2.
Oh, I did a good thing.
Is going to move.
Tam, there's more.
Yes, Meta, I can see that. Thank you.
That fig represents Ronin, if I'm correct, right?
That yes.
For it. All right.
Nice knowing you, Ronin.
He actually crawls up out of the surf, hits the shore, and...
I don't taste good.
Rock legs are delicious.
Takes his pincher out and does the same treatment that Tam got. Tries to grab your toe. Or do you have flippers? I don't know.
Webbed feet.
Webbed feet, okay. He tries to grab your toe a little bit. I mean, you're kind of helpless at this point. So he's successful with that. You take 1 point of damage. Oh, I'm sorry. You do 2, Tam. 1 point. And you are now awake.
Do I see my gear?
You do. It is... Let's use this. Here.
Okay. I want to use an acrobatics check to escape this creature.
Please do.
And in the same, I'm going to try to collect my gear also.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 2 acrobatics checks or a single?
Well, 1 to evade scorpion.
Okay.
And then you're trying to evade an attack for opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just the 1 there, and then you've got to move. Action.
All right, now, I got it.
Listeners, we're going to go ahead and just preempt all of the tweets, emails, and posts. We are aware that while you're prone, you can't use acrobatics to avoid the attacks of opportunity. We know that. So don't even bother writing to us. We do it this way on purpose.
Liberties.
And I'm going to go to here and collect my gear.
Okay. What did you roll for acrobatics, though?
21.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Very good, very good. Get your gear. That's your turn, right?
If I have enough left, I'm going to try to wake him up.
There.
You definitely don't.
Okay.
If you moved and grabbed your gear.
Yeah.
And acrobatics.
Yeah. Well, I could, like, yell at him.
That's like 17 moves, man.
Your yelling would not make any more noise than the combat going on.
So, that would bring us to Meta.
Oh, right. Meta will, as instructed by Tam, quickly move over to Jarwin and kick him. Whack! Wake up! Whack!
27 non-lethal damage. The bard dies.
Meta's now the damage dealer.
Amazing. All right. I'm going to say that is effective enough to wake up Jarwin.
All right.
However... Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're awake, but you weren't bitten, so you're going down here, sure.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So now, still doing the crane?
Yep. There's no way I can make it over there and do stuff. I could put myself in between them, though.
Or you could prepare an action.
You can also charge.
You could do that.
If you have a direct line of sight, I don't know if you do. I can't tell where you're at.
Not with all these people. I will go ahead and probably double move. And put myself in between here, and that takes action and movement, but can I...
So, for our listeners, he is putting himself between one of the sea scorpions and a...
The prone asleep. Bar of Jarwin.
Oh, yeah, no, Jarwin's...
Just prone, but not asleep.
Yeah, okay.
Prone. So I have a question. Sure. Can I choose to fight defensively without actually attacking?
No.
No? Okay. So I will just be standing there in between them.
Okay. There is a standard action you can use that's just called total defense or even partial defense, but you have to do them as part of a standard
action. Part of a standard action. That's what I figured.
Okay. So that's turn?
That's turn.
Okay, batting number three is, man, hey, where'd my lunch go? And he's going to move to there, and he's going to attack Tam, or at least try. Match. 14?
Nope.
All right. And that was three, right? Yes. So now, Jarwin, what would you like to do?
Come to my senses, look around, like, what the hell's going on? Move action, stand up, standard action. Begin singing jaunty tunes on my flute.
Jaunty tunes.
Singing on your flute. Like you set it down, stand on it, and just start singing?
I'm playing my flute and singing.
I have a question for you regarding your flute. Do you usually keep it on your person?
Yes. It's usually it's on a chain around my neck.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it like a pan flute?
Kind of.
Okay. That'll work. So then it's damned.
All right. Well, I have a new target.
Show us how it's done.
So I'm going to see everybody going off to my right to attack that thing, and all of a sudden leaving me totally alone with this thing on the left. I'll be like, well, I wouldn't mind a little help with this one. That would just be wonderful. But if you're all taking out the other one, that's a 2-1 die, so I'm not even going to add it up. So, I'm going to, however, try an acrobatics to get around it. Oh, yeah, that's a 24. Okay. That doesn't do it.
Here's my question for it.
What?
You're trying to avoid two attacks of opportunity, right?
This one's dead.
Oh, shit, that's right. It's hard to tell because it's a scorpion.
Yep.
Yep, okay. Thank you. That'll poop. Work.
So, are you going to be counting half movement? Okay, I just want to make sure. You hear that, listeners?
Ridiculous.
I'll move around behind it.
Uh-huh.
So,
okay.
There you go. That's move and standard and free actions of... Please don't make me fight this thing by myself.
Yeah, okay. Very good. You're setting yourself up nicely for a flank, it looks like.
Yes.
And?
Sneak attack is...
A thing for you. That makes it batting number two's turn. Which I think that's this one over here. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to say, ooh, looks like some monk. Yeah, that could be on the menu. Let's find out.
Monkfish.
Not with a 10.
No, not with a 10.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Did he move at all? I don't think he did.
He just
rotated a little bit, didn't he?
He just attacked.
Yeah, he just has two attacks. So I'm even gonna try and sting you. Oh. 17.
Does not hit.
Oh, man. Alrighty. So, Ronan.
I've heard my friend call out for help. I believe I have just the thing. I've gathered my equipment and I have my folded up net. I move to here,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to snare it with my net. On a successful hit, it becomes entangled.
Uh-huh.
You took net proficiency? That's really rare.
Comes in my race.
Oh.
Nice.
Yes. That is a 23.
Oh, I'm sure that is, yes.
It doesn't do any damage, but it is now entangled.
So, what's nope. that mean? Let's find out.
I can find it easier because I've got an alphabetized. You are ensnared. Move at half speed unless the bonds are anchored, in which case you cannot move, which I believe with the net is opposed to strength checks, maybe CMB checks. That's your responsibility to figure out. You cannot run or charge. Take a -2 penalty on attack rolls and -4 dex penalty. You must make concentration check to cast a spell. I'm sure these things will be casting a lot of spells.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Here, rolling it around to you on the Lacey Susan. There's your entangled card.
Bravo, thank you.
So, basically, it's -2 attacks and AC.
And minus four dex.
Yeah, if it uses dex to attack, that's obviously an even higher penalty to attack.
Yeah, that's rough, man. Rough.
Like me, when I was grappled.
Yeah.
Hang on a second, I got one more thing to do here.
Okay. You hit it with the net.
Yes, I did.
That wasn't enough.
But there's the opposed strength trick that goes with it.
Okay.
Are you going to try to move it?
No, it just, if it tries to go anywhere, it has to do...
That's when it tries to go somewhere. Not on your turn. It's on his turn.
Okay. So keep that handy. Okay, meta.
I'm coming, Tam!
Kind of a weird time for it, but alright.
Awkward.
So, Meta's gonna charge the one that Tam's on the other side of in a flanking position. And we got a claw. Okay. So that is a 14 to hit. 15 to hit. 16 to hit. 16 to hit total.
Yeah. Don't be like me, that thing. Forget all your bonuses.
Yeah.
Is it charge, flanking, barter?
Yeah.
That hits. Give it some damage.
Well, I can't guarantee that.
One non-lethal.
No whammies.
Oh. One positive. Two positive. Bart.
Two positive damage.
Nice. So, this thing kind of looked like that hurt. Believe it or not.
I cannot imagine why.
I will go ahead and fighting defensively, flurry of blows.
Flurry it.
So, only minus one, so 18.
Oh yeah, all day. Damage.
That is six damage. Six bludgeoning.
Its head caves in. Unless you want to paint a different picture. You got a kill shot.
Sounds good to me. It's about where I was aiming.
All right. There you go.
We are replacing the corpses of the enemies with erasers that are piles of poo with smiley faces on them.
Yeah, quite a lovely scene.
Difficult terrain.
Let's go to my guy over here. He really did not like you hitting it. So he's coming after you. And that's a miss. Stinger? That's a miss. He reared back that tail and just... Yeah! Oh!
Not with the net on.
Yep. That's probably a part of it. Jarwin.
I will, as part of my move action, pull out my fist.
Your fist?
Yeah.
Okay. Cestus?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cestus attack. Oh. 22 to hit.
22 hits.
Maximum damage of 4.
It is done, son.
We're having scorpion for dinner. Oh, wait, no, we're not. We're going to... What the hell are we doing
here,
guys?
Eating what we killed worked so well last time.
Yes, sir.
What the hell are we doing here? What the fuck? What happened?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I was eating some delicious gumbo, wishing it had prawns in it. And then next thing I know, I got bit. Or pinched.
The captain. The captain and the cook. It knocked out the frog and I. You guys were...
I opened my bag and check. Is all my stuff in there?
All your stuff is there.
That's going
to...
This
is very peculiar. Which one of you did what, and what was it?
Well...
I'm confused looking around.
I was eating crab.
Which one of you did it, and what did you do?
Lights out.
I don't know.
I'll tell
you. I mean, it clearly wasn't me. I'm amazing.
I'll tell you what you know. There's nothing but a confusion jumble of images that you remember. Almost like it's a dream. Feelings of nausea, panic, fear, and drowning. The logical conclusion is that the Genevieve has either sank or run aground or something along those lines. And someone seems to have taken all your gear and stacked it right in that pile right there. Give me a survival check, whoever can.
Are we in a jungle? Oh, it doesn't matter. Are we in a jungle area?
Well, you are on a beach, sir.
Is ma'am. Border a jungle area?
17. 17 will get it.
Also 17.
17 will get it. Okay. So, you do see some tracks going into and out of the water.
Damn, that's a good survival check.
Are they human tracks?
They are human tracks. Multiple tracks. Multiple tracks. Although we don't have it depicted here, you see Sasha, and by that I mean yet, you see Sasha.
Like prone? Unconscious?
Yep.
Well, I will run over to swiftly, as fast as possible, and attempt to revive her.
I bet you will.
She's fine. Kind of pretty. Stabilize. She's fine.
I'm going to check just to make sure.
And you see Gellick. And you see Ishiru.
Knowing Wolf.
And you see Eris. And somebody else that you don't know.
Check them all if they're all unconscious.
Try well, to, they're all knocked
try
out.
To rouse them. Try yep. to rouse them.
But yep. Well, let's hold off for a second.
Okay, sir,
maybe we should probably discuss this. Like to point out, like, I feel like I can trust most of you, because when the crab is attacked, you all were right there to help. These folks weren't. Big ones. Maybe we should discuss it before we start waking up strangers.
Okay.
Also, does anybody know where we're at? Anybody recognize any landmarks? What time of day is it, Mr. Dean?
Oh, it's in the AM hours.
AM hours, okay, so.
Would we need knowledge, local, nature, history, geography, any of those checks help for determining where we might be?
There's any number of things you could do to help determine that.
Okay.
I've got a map of Sargava, if that would help, too.
But if you take a few moments to take a look at the shoreline, you know, out into the water, huh, there's the Genevieve.
Is it afloat?
It is broken on the rocks.
Oh.
But still listing, so partially afloat.
Wow.
Okay.
How far out is it?
They want to go try to recover as much equipment from it before it gets worse.
Well, if that's the plan, I think it would actually probably be prudent to wake the others up.
It's a listing to port, by the way. So it's kind of tilted.
Does it look like there's still crew aboard, or is it visible from here?
That portion is not. You are asking about the crew?
Yeah.
You can't see anybody from this distance, from where you are, aboard ship, although you are close enough that if you think you would see them if there was anybody above that.
Hmm.
Well, like my earlier cautions, what do you all think about waking the others up?
Well, I'm good with it, but shouldn't we figure out where we are? I know you were going to... Anybody know anything? Any idea of where we are? Any knowledge at all?
You also seem to still... Well, you two just have pain in the back of the neck, but the rest of you still feel a little nauseous. And can anybody give me a heal check?
Let me take a look at you.
And that's 20.
You realize you've been poisoned.
I think we should wake up.
And you said it was a nat 20?
Yep.
I'll even give you what it was.
Sweet.
Once I figure it out.
I think we should wake up the others. They have just as right to not be food as we do.
Right.
What?
Well, I never really actually formally introduced myself. I am Darwin Trait.
Nice to meet you.
Dancer of Saren Rang.
Nat.
Glory be to Saren Rang.
Tam, Muscrown, nice to meet you. All that.
Nice to meet you guys. It appears that we are in a crash, stuck on an island thing. Might have to turn on survival mode.
It was supposed to be a 3-hour tour.
Damn. I'm not Gilligan.
Let me take a look at your infection there.
Oil of something. What the hell is that, you guys?
Haggard?
That's the one. That's what it was.
It's not purple weenus?
No, not purple
weenus. Blue weenus.
It's blue weenus.
Whatever.
not purple weenus.
You're supposed to let go of it when it turns purple.
Do you guys notice? Okay, I told you who all was here, right?
Yep. The one person we didn't know and the five we did know.
I'm currently waking up Ishiru.
Ishiru?
Okay. Let's say we just go down the line. I know personally Tam wouldn't find it too strange to see somebody that she's not familiar with because she tried to avoid most people, so. Mm-hmm.
You notice there's one other passenger, though, that isn't here. That would be like the elusive Aina.
Aina is not present.
I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't here. Crew.
Sure.
So,
but of the passengers, it's noteworthy.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Aina was.
Waking people up and explaining to them what's going on.
So as you're waking people, you're waking everybody up? Is that what I heard?
Yep. Attempting to rouse everyone.
What?
Alright, well let me give you a description of this one that nobody's met. He is a large Gurundi man. Is that how you say it?
Gurundi, I think so.
Middle-aged, plain-looking Gurundi, with hair starting to gray and watery eyes. When you approach him, he's laying face down on the beach, head turned to the side, of course, because he doesn't want to suffocate. You'll notice quite quickly, though, he's got some what appear to be bracers at first. But as you turn him over, you realize they're manacles. All his clothes are pretty raggedy. As he comes to, he says, "What happened, Mom?"
Well, some sort of shipwreck or some such. You can see the ship out there. Someone pulled us all ashore.
Ah, yeah, there is.
Right, so somebody pulled us all ashore. About all we got.
Who are you?
Sorry, I haven't been introduced. I am Jask Berindi.
And why are you in Manacle?
That's a great question, with not so great an answer. I was investigating certain individuals, and they figured it out, and they framed me, accusing me of what they were doing.
Can I tell if he's telling us the truth?
Anybody?
28.
16.
16,
28,
19? 28. Wow. Pretty powerful rolls there, boys. You believe he's telling the truth?
I think he's telling the truth.
Who are you investigating?
No offense, but is this really the most important thing that's going on right now? Like,
we've got more pressing concerns. Well, and he's kind of pleading with you to...
All right, hold on.
I'm not going to be much help with these on that.
Well, I said hold on.
All right.
I'm going to use Inspired.
Take 20.
Yeah. If you'll let me, take the time.
Take 20.
Yeah, alright. I'm not going to use Inspired then. I'm just going to sit down. I'll finish my tools out and pick the lock.
Please do.
Well, if you're taking 20 on that, then what are we doing with that 20?
Good question.
Waking up the others.
What do you want to do?
I would be trying to wake up Sasha and make sure she's okay.
She's good to go.
Okay. I'll introduce myself.
Yeah, I bet you will. You'll probably be like, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm going to wake up the little man that kept trying to avoid me. Gellick. What was his name again? Gellick? Yes, let's wake him up. Partly because I feel like being obnoxious. I want my face to be the first face he sees, asshole.
You wake him up and he's like,
smile at him.
He kind of crawls away.
I close one eye, look over this way.
Right.
Nath's waking up Ishiru and explaining things.
Okay, so you're going to cover Ishiru. You got Gallic. What were you doing, Meta?
He's staying over by Tam.
Okay.
And after...
Bosom buddies.
After I know Sasha's okay, I will start playing on my flute again just for entertainment.
Okay.
Try to cheer people up.
Make a bad situation better, maybe, huh?
I'm going to attempt to dance to his flute.
Beautiful.
When I get done picking the lock, I'm going to turn around and just be like, what the hell are you all doing?
Waiting for you.
Why?
Could you please step it up a bit?
Why are you waiting for me?
Because you're part of the group.
So, do I need to tell you to go get supplies? It wasn't even my idea.
Are we even going to stay here? Have we made a plan?
Do we have a...
Did someone say, let's go get supplies?
No. Yes, we're someone gonna did. That's why I said it wasn't even my idea. Please pay attention, otherwise we're all going to die.
I'll stop playing my flute and say, yes, I did suggest. I was just waiting for everyone to come to their senses and wake up a little bit, and then we can all converse and then see what we're going to do. So that's why I was playing a tune to try to lighten the mood a little bit and wait for our manacled man to no longer be manacled.
Well, there's no point in waiting. Please, go. Let's go get supplies. Anyone who's good at swimming? Mr. Dim, like, does it look like it's a clean swim?
I start walking out into the water.
It could be. Yeah.
Is there any land path
How
to
far
it?
Out is it?
Or not closer to it? It.
We're talking, like, you know, maybe 100-yard swim.
Right.
So it's attainable.
Into the water.
It's not going to be easy.
Did you say it was calm?
Right. It's just normal.
Then we
calm
can
weather.
Well, like I said, into the water, I'm going to swim out there.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Sounds like
plan. Meta, I don't the, imagine you're going to come with us. Are if you?
Wait a minute. Go back to the Burundi guy.
I'd rather stay ashore.
Well, if Meta's not going, I'm going to stay back with Meta so that she's not alone.
Okay. Go back to Jasper for a minute. Did you successfully remove his manacles?
Total would be a 28 to do it. We have to take 20.
Happy.
That's just beyond what I can do, I'm afraid. We might try and break them later.
I appreciate the effort. The way I see it, man, we all in this together now. So, the sooner I'm out of this, the more use I can be.
I agree. In the meantime, you can always just strangle someone. Never mind.
So what are our new friends on the beach doing? Are they helping?
They're trying to figure out what the fuck went wrong right now, honestly.
They're still suffering from some oil of Taggart.
Taggart.
Thank you.
Like Saget, but Taggart.
Yes. Somebody, give me a knowledge geography check.
24.
Pretty mighty good there.
17. Of course, I'm in the water right now, so probably my mind's on other things.
Yeah, probably a little bit. The question I did hear, amidst the many other things, where the fuck are we?
Yeah.
24 gets it, for sure. Whether it's the different maps you may have studied, Jarwin, or position sun at this point, whatever. Whatever combination of variables, you kind of think that you're on an island called Smuggler's Ship.
I will be sad at that and then notify everyone that is around me.
Oh.
I believe we are on Smuggler's Ship.
Alright, not good.
And then share whatever information I glean from my knowledge check.
Well, it's a terrible place. Yeah. Say it's rumored to be haunted. Lots of people have died here, but this is also supposed to be a buried treasure.
I believe I've heard the same.
Yes. I was hoping to come and find it myself. So Captain Lorch Quellig supposedly buried his treasure here. Might work out better for us. The only problem is we need some way to get it off the island.
Yeah? So you all are talking and swimming at the same time, or?
Well, admittedly, we had asked this question like right off the bat, so I heard we had a conversation.
This, I figured, would have happened during the 20 minutes of him trying to break the manifest.
That makes sense to me. Let's say that happened. Yeah. Okay. So then the decision to go and try and scavenge the Genevieve?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And who else going out to do that? Tam? Everybody except for Meta?
I'm
staying behind.
If Meta's not going, then I'm staying with Meta. Because I don't want anybody to be left alone.
Okay, so Meta and Jarwin are behind on this.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And if I'm staying, I'll just be playing my flute.
Okay. Yeah, none of the other NPCs...
Filling the others on what's going on, probably.
Okay. Makes sense. None of the NPCs are willing or ready at this point to go out and do what you guys want to do. So, off you go.
Godspeed.
Yes.
May the glory of Saren Ray watch over you.
Wait a minute, though. First, there is a knowledge check for what you do know, actually know about the ship. So, somebody want to roll that?
What knowledge is it?
I think I just said local.
Oh.
Knowledge local.
22.
All right. Now, you more experienced seasoned GMs, you got the fun chart there that says 10, 13, 16, whatever, right?
Yep.
If you exceed all of that, you get to know everything, right?
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Just make sure. Smuggler's Ship is a notorious island north of Valadir. It's not shown on most maps, but is rightfully feared by those who ply the waters of Desperation Bay. The island is named not only for the knife-like shape of its coastline, but for its uncanny habit of wrecking ships that draw too near. Most smugglers, eager to avoid detection by Sargava's Navy, like to use it. Mostly smugglers. Smugglers, eager to avoid detection by Sargava's Navy. Okay. It's only believed that the shores of Smuggler's Ship are haunted by ghosts and ghouls of sailors who have died on the jagged rocks and reefs surrounding the island. These rumors are supported by reports of several failed attempts to establish long-lasting colonies on the remote island. When Sargava was first settled, Chelish engineers erected a lighthouse on the ship's southwest shore. The light was intended to warn approaching ships of the dangerous waters, eventually was to have been the first building in a small colony. The light and all the plans for colonization were abandoned just before the completion amid rumors of curses, haunts, and cannibalism. And finally, rumors hold that a group of shipwrecked Chelish sailors, survivors of an attempted Thrun invasion of Sargava some 70 years ago, were stranded on the island. The rumors claim that they degenerated into a cannibalistic society, and their descendants scour the isle's shores for shipwrecks and victims to add to their meals.
Pretty awful.
Yeah, it's not exactly inviting.
I'm feeling pretty good about leaving Meta behind right now.
There's more back on the beach than there are going out. Not all the NPCs.
True enough. True enough. Okay, so we're going to directly go explore what's left of the Genevieve, right?
Yep.
Okay. Even a cursory glance is enough to confirm that the Genevieve will never, ever sail again. It's toast. Only the fortuitous presence of a sharp ridge of rock near the side of the sheer cliff wall has prevented the wreck from sinking entirely into the sea, for only the ship's stern seems to have survived the wreck. This portion is wedged at an angle between the cliffs and the rocks, and each wave shakes and tosses the wreck alarmingly. It won't be long before the constant pounding of the wave dislodges the wreck and allows the hungry sea to claim the last of its once fine ship. So yeah, sounds like you got the right idea, guys. Get what you can while you can.
Well, I'm sure it'll be totally safe. No creatures there. Nothing.
I mean, we didn't get drugged and tossed on an island or anything on the ship.
You do realize, because you guys are smart like this, that reaching the Genevieve is probably the easiest to do at low tide. That means early in the morning or late in the afternoon.
You did say it was in the a.m.
We don't want to take a lot of time doing what we're doing then.
Or take like 6 hours.
Or you could wait.
Well, we've already said we headed out.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You know it's easiest to do those times. That doesn't mean that's what we're doing. Exposed rocks are slippery, but even though they count as difficult terrain, they can be navigated. Yeah, apparently, once you make some rocks, you can... I mean, you got to swim to the rocks. Genevieve is wrecked on, but once you're onto those rocks, you can climb up and down a bit. It's difficult terrain, and gain entrance to the Genevieve from that.
Gotcha. So we do that.
Okay.
Fine, definitely.
I guess we got to get a little bit of a drawing going, then. This is the stern of what's left of the Genevieve. Here's your difficult terrain rocks.
Works for me.
All right.
Yeah, it makes it real easy to visualize.
Yeah.
All right. So, and it's kind of tricky here because, I mean, it's kind of busted open. And this would be
rocks
between decks.
And debris.
So it's kind of, busted wreckage, crazy stuff.
As we're swimming along, Math is going to kind of...
Okay, yeah, so you guys would be coming from this portion of the map. This side.
Okay.
For those of you listening, it's the port side. Alright. Okay, those are still there. And we're all good. Go ahead and move where you want to be, fellas.
So we are still in the water?
Currently, yes. You're swimming.
I mean, I get up to the rocks and start moving as far as I can.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
That'll work.
It's over to the side of the ship.
Okay.
So how are we getting these supplies back?
Well, I presume we'd carry them.
Improvise. Strong, sturdy fellas. Are there any lifeboats left on them?
Once you're there, you can see what's left of the cargo hold below decks. And what, you don't like orange?
It's going dead.
Door there, wall there, and there you go. Proceed as you wish.
That's a door.
Okay.
So I'll try to open the door, see what's in there.
It is not locked, just a little sticky, and guess what?
There's dead creatures, and lots and lots of gold and magic items.
Now.
Ring of Unlimited Wishes, that's really strong.
Oh, yes!
Such a nice find.
Roll initiative. Oh my god, really? Okay. Okay. Pam, what you got?
9.
A 9. Yep. Ronan?
22.
Nap?
15.
Okay. And okay. Okay, so what you see are two more of these critters. They don't seem to have noticed you just yet. Did you do it? Did anybody do a knowledge check on these things before?
No, I don't have the...
I would like to.
Okay, please.
It said nature, right?
Yep.
It's a 14.
With the 14, you know that these are what they're called, ochre Euripiturids. It's a goofy word. Euripterid. There we go. I finally got it. Euripterid. Okay. They are, they closely resemble a scorpion, but they inhabit land and water, kind of like crabs. You know, you already knew they had stingers, and so you can probably assume that that functions similarly to scorpions. What else would you like to know about them?
You glean anything about, I assume scorpions are poisonous, so
yep.
Yeah, anything I know about the poison that they use?
Well, when they do sting an opponent, does damage to their fortitude. Yeah, temporary damage to their so constitution. Kind of slows them up for a while, apparently. So, I think that's all. What did you roll again?
14.
14? Yeah. Just one question there. Okay. So,
I would just say to these two, whatever you do, don't get stung.
There you go. It is your turn.
Do I see anything else in the room besides this? I mean, does this look like this was a holding pen, or did these guys move themselves into a cargo hold?
They are indoors here because they're apparently trying to get into the next room. That's supposed to be a door there. It's poorly drawn, but...
But there's nothing in the room here? No boxes, crates?
There's boxes and crates and things, yes.
Okay. Because if there wasn't, I was just going to close the door and leave.
Okay.
But if there's stuff in there, move action, draw my sword. Looks like I'm already next to this guy.
Yep.
Well, here we go.
And you already know about how tough they are, or the last ones were anyway.
Yep. That's an 18 on the die, so...
Oh yeah, that's it. I need some damage. Make it good.
4.
He's dead. Next.
Yes.
We have Nap.
That's my whole thing.
Yep.
I think...
Unless you wanted to move out of the way or something.
No, I can't move. I drew my...
No. Yeah,
well, no, right. Actually, that's not true. I took 5-foot step. And I know he uses a bow, so I will do that.
Cool.
And I think Ronan's up.
Ronan...
You went to me for some
reason. I went
reason.
To Tam for some reason. You're right. I'm sorry. I did that totally out of order.
Beneficial.
That's fucked up.
Order.
Sorry.
Can't go back now.
Nope. Can't wreck on that. You should have done that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my... Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
All right. That is a 19 to hit.
19 will hit. Make it count.
3 points of damage.
So harsh, but he's still... Outstanding. And it got his attention, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's alright. I'm out of the way.
So, now that I totally fucked up initiative, how about Nath goes now?
Sure. I don't think there's much I'm going to be able to do with it, but...
Just go smack it.
Can't. Too far.
Can't reach it.
So I'll move into the room and stand there.
Okay. Defensively?
Staring at it defensively.
Staring defensively. Yes. That's a thing we do here. Alright, so now it would be my turn, huh? So, he's gonna try and grab and stab. Oh, with your total defense, that might have been a good move. Yeah, he doesn't get any bonuses. 17!
No.
Okay, fair enough. And I did say he was gonna try and stab you. Yeah, nope, that's definitely a miss. Where the hell are we now?
Back to the top.
Top. Okay, Ronan, what do you want to do? Shoot it again? Shoot this one?
Yeah. Why not?
It would shoot this one.
Technically again. Be in melee with me.
Yeah, so he would take a negative. Oh, yeah, sorry. It's hard for me to tell down at this level.
You're alright. Just for future purposes, in case it isn't.
That's a 5.
5 will be a miss.
Oh, alright.
You want to move?
Yeah, I should probably... Well, no, you can move through friendlies.
Can, yeah.
We'll stay and cover the door.
Okay. Nah.
I'll go ahead and take the flurry of blows.
Flurry it.
Flurious.
Not great. 3.
Okay. On both of them?
No, just on the first one.
Okay.
And second one is not any better with a 7.
Yeah, nope, sorry.
Okay. Damn.
Okay, I'm going to try an acrobatics to get around it.
Okay.
That's a 9, so I'm going to provoke as I go.
He's going to miss.
And I'm going to try and stab it.
Stabby, stabby.
17.
That's a hit. Kill it.
11.
It is beyond dead.
That'll do it.
Very nice. Nicely done, boys.
We're going to need a bigger dice jam.
Yeah, we might. Okay. So now what do you wish to do? Very well. We will have to pick up here next time.
To see what's in the next room.
Thank you for listening. I'm Britt, your GM. To my right.
Neil playing the Human Bard.
Nath Vendikar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown.
Curtis playing Ronan.
Peter playing Meta.
Thank you and good night!
'Bash' is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and the Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, or online at Farmageddon137.com. Music by Lee Rosevere. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.